thinking of the woman with the alabaster flask of pure nard breaking it over Jesus' head. Why this waste? Those are the words, when they saw it happen, those are the words of some of the closest followers of Jesus when they saw something happen that they couldn't get their heads around. You know the story. It's in Mark 14, 3 to 5. While he, that's Jesus, while he was at Bethany in the house of Simon the leper, as he was reclining at the table, a woman came with an alabaster flask of ointment of pure nard, very costly. She broke the flask, poured it over his head. And there were some who said to themselves, it must have been more than that because the others heard, indignantly, why was this ointment wasted like that? Some of the translations say, why this waste? For this ointment could have been sold for more than 300 denarii and given to the poor. Look, scolded her. This is a few days before Jesus is about to lay down his life to redeem the world. He's about to wash away all the sins of human effort at reform, acts of social justice for the poor. Could never erase those sins, even though the disciples thought it might help. We can't know for sure, but Jesus at least hints that this woman may have understood something about his coming death and burial. She has done what she could. She has anointed my body beforehand for burial. Don't know if you've taken the time to track it, but Jesus seemed to draw out very extravagant responses to his presence. Remember Zacchaeus? Respectable little man climbs up into a tree. Blind beggars that won't stop shouting his name. An unclean woman who shoves her way through the crowd just to touch him. A sick man's friends who start to rip up the roof while Jesus is preaching. Small responses seem to disappear around Jesus. Have you noticed it? Small responses seem to disappear around Jesus. Small followers of Jesus never get it. Why was this ointment wasted like that? Verse 4. There's always other things to do with money. And yet Jesus says we need the example of this woman. Watch her as she takes 300 days of hard labor and pours it over Jesus' head. See that expensive treasure running down Jesus' beard, pooling on the floor. And all the while, the critics are doing the math. They know exactly how much this perfume is worth. They've crunched the numbers. The treasure should have been kept in the jar. Or the RRSP. Or the mutual fund. Or that piece of real estate. Or that business venture. Keep it in the jar. We never spend our money neutrally. We always worship our way through all of our treasures. But Jesus is stunned that there would be any criticism of this woman's action. He's shocked. What others saw as waste, Jesus measured as love. Where they tracked waste and loss, Jesus saw beauty. Her broken jar only manifested her sacrificed heart. Here's the issue. I'm wrapping up already. Why do we have treasures anyway? Why 300 days? That's what the 300 denarii. 300 days worth of money. Why energy? Why health? Why youth? Why skill? Why income? Why investments? It's also we will have something precious to break before our King, some sacrifice to reveal our heart. For your own soul, do that today. Do that today. There are a lot of things uncertain in this world right now. Agreed? There are a lot of things uncertain right now. The fact that God will bless the sacrificial heart is not one of those uncertainties. It's an absolute certainty. It's an absolute certainty that God will bless that alabaster box, 300 days of labor poured over Jesus.